Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. I am your host. Guys, we got a lot to talk about today. I promise you it is going to be a show that you really want to get somebody around so they can hear what's going on. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, we got so much going on. We're going to talk today on today's show. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in our social worlds and why it's so important that we need to be paying attention to what's going on around us. A lot of things are getting put right up on our noses and we're not paying attention to what's going on. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, I want to real quick thank Little Rock, Arkansas, Bakersfield, California, Chicago, Philadelphia, South Philly, that is. Thank you guys for joining us, picking us back up, and putting me on the map where, I probably wouldn't other be. And to all my other listeners, I thank you guys. Continue to support the show. We got a lot going on. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about the fake leaders in the community, you know, and I might even get bold and call out a couple, you know. We're going to talk about some things that's going on with the tragedy down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Guys, you know, this is more important than you think. This is more important than you think. This is going to tell what's going to happen within our community. Guys, we got to get it together. I don't know why we continue to just let things happen and we get upset when it happens, but when it's time to really, truly stand up and make things positive in our community, we turn the other cheek. I don't understand it. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Independent Artist Festival. We got the Independent Artist Festival coming up, and you guys definitely want to know what's going on. We did have to push it back. We had to push it back. There are some more artists that I really want to get involved with this Independent Artist Festival, but it is going to happen. It's going to be just like it's normal in Gastonia, North Carolina. We're going to have a huge turnout. I got a lot of feedback from you guys from the show the other day when we had Mr. Archivius Armstrong on the show. We will have him back, and I'm trying to incorporate him into the festival. So you guys, you definitely are going to be in for a treat. We got a lot of things going on. There's a lot of people I want to connect with that I haven't connected with in a while, and we need to definitely see if we can get things back together. Also, I'm going to continue the segment, the new segment we have with the finance experts that I have, Mr. B.D. Waddell, Ms. Cynthia. They're going to come back on the show, and they're going to do more segments about getting our finances in order. You laugh. You laugh, but I tell you, you shouldn't be laughing. Everybody's laughing at us. We're sitting there laughing about things that people present to us, but we're the ones getting laughed at in the black community. I tell you guys, it's not pretty. Whatever you see is going on right now is something that shouldn't be going on. We have to start thinking a little better than we're thinking. Number to call is 347-945-7405. I'm telling you, you guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand. Go ahead and sing. Hey.
Something sweet as a candy bar. Like scared of me. That's what you are. I can understand it. I can understand. I can deal without the heat.
jobs, voting rights, and stability. As County Commissioner, I will dedicate my efforts toward the enrichment and prosperity of Gaston County. Together, let's end self-interest and focus on public interest. Vote Christy McCleary for County Commissioner.
On November the 8th, 2016, exercise your right to vote. This message is paid for by Friends to Elect Christy McCleary, County Commissioner, Gaston County.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Show number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Talking a little bit, guys, about Mr. Sterling, Alton Sterling, the young man that was brutally murdered in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, yesterday or the other night. You know, and I've been reading all the posts that's on Facebook, and you know, and some people said some very, very, very important instrumental things when it comes to how we perceive some of these things that go on and what we do afterwards. That's the problem. That's the problem. We get angry when things happen, but we don't do anything afterwards. We're going to get back to that, though. But first, I have to talk about Donald Trump. I have to talk about him. To each their own. I know everyone has a right to like who they like in this race, but I'm telling you, this man is so full of hate. I cannot fathom going to a polling place and voting for this man. I want to play a clip, something that he said in Raleigh. And I'm going to play a clip of what Hillary said also. But I want to play this clip in Raleigh. And I just want you to just listen to the rhetoric. And I want you to say to yourself, close your eyes, listen. And I want you to say to yourself, okay, this is who I want to be my next leader of the free world. I want this man. So here's the clip, one of the clips of Donald Trump.
So give the grandchildren 2 minutes. Give the golf 3.5 minutes. That's a long time to be sitting there twiddling your thumbs. What else are we going to talk about? Let's talk about Hillary. Let's talk about Hillary. Did you see today Hillary announced that she may consider the Attorney General? I'm not casting aspersions on anybody other than Hillary, of course. But she may consider the Attorney General, who's ruling on her case now. Now they're ruling on the case. To continue forward as Attorney General. Now, how do you make that statement when they are going to rule? Because remember what happened. The FBI makes their recommendation, and then still it's up to the Attorney General's office. So Hillary said today, at least according to what I saw on television, which you can't always believe. I actually found it hard to believe she'd say this. But she said today that we may consider the Attorney General to go forward. That's like a bribe, isn't it? Isn't that sort of a bribe? I think it's a bribe. I mean, that if she wins, she's going to consider extending the Attorney General. And you know what? I'm not knocking the Attorney General. What I'm saying is, how can you say that? It's a bribe. I mean, the Attorney General is sitting there saying, you know, if I get Hillary off the hook, I'm going to have 4 more years or 8 more years. But if she loses, I'm out of a job. It's a bribe. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. She is laughing at the stupidity of our system. She is laughing, and so is her husband, Bill, laughing at what's going on. Because, and they've been there before, you know it. They've been there between Whitewater and all of the others. They've been there. Look at her cattle futures. I mean, she did better with cattle proportionately than people that have been in the cattle business all their lives and have made millions in the cattle. She did better than they did, and she never did it before. I wonder how that happened. Okay. She's Crooked Hillary, folks.
Crooked Hillary. I sat and I listened to not only Donald Trump, I listened to Hillary Clinton yesterday. And, you know, I really feel like at this point, we are in a very, very sad time in the history of life as we know it. And I say that for a few reasons. You know, it used to be blatant black and white. It used to be. It used to be blatant black and white issues. Issues. Racial issues. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying there's not racial issues, because they are. And they are starting to bring their nasty faces to the forefront again. And what we have to do as people who say we love God, let's not forget that. Let's not forget that we are God-fearing people. We say we love God, whom we never have laid eyes upon. But yet and still, we can't love the person that's next to us. I said this before, there might be people that get under your skin or whatever the case may be. But at what point in time are we going to lead our children into a brighter future? At what point in time are we going to teach our children that there has to be knowledge and discipline? There has to be. First and foremost, we have to teach them knowledge and discipline. But at what point in time are we going to teach our children that it does not matter what your skin color is, what your religious background is, where you come from, what's your ethnic culture? It doesn't matter. Because as I stated before, I don't care where you're from. I don't care if you are from the 32nd side of Mars. The golden rule is always in effect. Treat people the way that you want to be treated. Now, you tell me a culture or a group of people who does not teach their young people that, and I'll shut up. You can't find one. I promise you, you can't. So if we know these things, why are we continuing a level of help, empathy, sympathy, love, compassion at the color of people's skin or at the way they pray? Why are we stopping at those points? When in all actuality, if we believe the things that we read in our holy books, and if I'm not mistaken, every holy book known to man says that we are to be a loving people. We are to love one another. Now, I'm no pastor. I'm no pastor. I make mistakes just like the rest of us. But what I will tell you is that I teach my children to first love themselves. We cannot love no one else unless we love ourselves first. Secondly, I teach my children that if there's someone in need and you have the means to help them, why keep it to yourself? Whether it's information, whether it's a smile, whether it's a hug, whether it's to pick them up and just make them feel good for themselves that day, whether it's money, whatever the case may be. Why don't you help them? You know, I'm going to talk to the churches a second. Oh, and trust me, I'm gonna get to the mosque too. There used to be a point in time where the churches were the cornerstones of the community. We had great leaders come out of churches. I know everyone wants to throw out Dr. King's name when we talk about leaders that come out of church. But let me tell you something. I'm a sidebar for a second. I'm sorry, but I'm a sidebar for a second. If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in the community, I don't care if you're black, green, blue, purple, orange, whatever, white, whatever color you are, I don't care. If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in the community and you are one of these people who always throw out Dr. King's name, and I can name a few. I should do it on the show. I really should, but I'm not. If you are one of these people and you're not doing your community and it shows, next January, go to work. Don't even take the day off. Don't take Dr. King's holiday off because you don't deserve it. Go to work. Go to work. That's my advice to you, because then you'll be completely living what you are, a hypocrite. And we have lots of those. And that's what's killing our communities. And I'm talking not just the black community. I'm talking all communities. We got those Facebook preachers. We have the saints that are always giving advice, that are always throwing relic out that they don't really understand what they're saying. But then you see them out in the street, and they're a totally different person. But then you got those few who are on Facebook, who are on Twitter, who are on other social media outlets. The things they say is the way they live. Those are the people we gravitate to. Those are the people that we get to come in our communities to do the things that they need to do to get our children in a state of successful thinking. Our children are not thinking successfully now. Why? Maybe it's because we are, as adults, are not thinking successfully. Maybe it's because we are continuing to light the fire or keep the fire going when it's time to let that fire go out. It's time to let that fire go out and start a new blaze. You know, there's nothing that burns me up more.
I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands. That's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
make something out of myself.
I want to thank Philly, especially, for coming back to us. We are definitely in a time of transition right now, and we are definitely trying to make things a lot better than what they were a few years ago when it comes to this show. So thank you guys for definitely taking care of us and bringing us back in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Alabama, too. I forgot you guys early. So welcome to the show. Welcome, Bakersfield, California. Welcome to the show. Guys, we have so many things that we need to talk about when it comes to our communities and why we are not up to par, where, as so to speak. You know, this gets me a little aggravated when it comes to this violence that we have seen in the last few years when it comes to policemen and young black men. You know, there's some young white males that's getting knocked over the head and shot up also. So, you know, that has to be acknowledged, you know. It's not just black and white. It's across the board, I'm telling you. But we're seeing a lot more African-American young males getting the short end of these confrontations. And I think one of the first things that we have to do as people who care about the future of our children is we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to have an open and honest conversation about race. We got to have an open and honest conversation about it, because we're not doing that. And if we're not doing that, then all of these other ideologies, the way people think, what, you know, that might not even be right. is getting into their heads and it's starting to make them react on some of the discriminatory thoughts that they have that runs through their veins, feelings, whatever the case may be. We got to have an open and honest discussion. We have to tell or be able to tell the local police departments, look, that ain't cool what you're doing. We need to work this out. This is what we want to happen in our community with our police department. And the police department has to be just as open and honest to say, hey, we have made mistakes. We know we have. But this is how we're going to fix that going forward. I haven't heard anybody say that yet on either side. I hear the guy, which we're trying to get him on the show, McClanahan or something like that from the NAACP down in Baton Rouge. I've heard him on the TV on CNN running his mouth about something that if he was really passionate about what's going on down in Baton Rouge, he would have actually started some things going on in the community. I don't know if they have or not. I'll say that. I don't know if they have started anything in the community or not. But with Ferguson, with Tamir, with all of them going on, all of that going on, it would appear to me that somebody would have taken the initiative and would have put some things in order for the community so that this can not be a problem, so we can start moving towards fixing this bad relationship between the police department and the community. It's bad, guys. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's bad. The communication is not where it should be. And if we are not going to fix it or attempt to fix it, then we're setting our kids up for failure. I don't want to be a part of that. I told you, you know, I stay on some of the black community leaders because I'm angry with them. Because they sit up here and they talk a big game. They talk about progress. They talk about change. They talk about what their church is doing or what their mosque is doing or what their synagogue is doing. Well, it don't matter. They talk about it, but that's all they're doing is talking. That's all I'm hearing is a bunch of talking. I see no one doing anything that they should be doing. Or if you go to some of the mega churches or some of the mega mosques or whatever the case may be, and you say, look, this is what I need to help get this community together. We need to come together and do such and such. They look at you like you're crazy. Well, what church you go to? Well, what mosque you go to? Does that matter? I'm talking to the black community, and I know these things go on in other communities. But in the black community, we have an alarming rate of high school dropouts. We have an alarming rate of teenage pregnancy. We have an alarming rate of drugs and violence in our community. Now, you mean to tell me that we are so complacent in having an African-American president, which doesn't help us right now? We're so complacent with that we're still letting our communities run down in shambles. And there's people who are really happy with that. You know, I don't understand. I don't understand. I see you, Archivius. I see you. Archivius said, Archivius Armstrong, I had him on the show the other day, guys. He says, we have to start educating individuals about shutting up, keep it moving, especially if you're dirty. He says, what I mean is stop intensifying the situation about know your rights and what you're not going to do. And he says, about what you're not going to do, and he said, especially if you got cocaine or weed or guns on you or you got warrants. I understand. But at some point in time, we got to stop letting that be the norm of who we are. And that's what we do. We let that be the norm of who we are. And I don't understand it. So why is it we can't get our leaders in the community to do the things that they need to do? Man, I can be that crab in that bucket. And I can say things that I probably shouldn't say. I'm so aggravated, guys, with what's going on in our community till it's not funny. It's not funny. You know, I tell you this all the time, especially, and I'm going to stay on my black community for just one more second, but I'm getting around to all of you, believe that. There was a time where we could honestly, in the black community, say that it's outside influences that are keeping us at bay in our communities, that keeping our communities in shambles, that's keeping our communities ghettofied, as we like to say, or keeping our communities hoods, as we so proudly say to one another. There was a point in time where outside influences were doing that. But you know what? Outside influences, they got smart. They start watching us self-destruct within our own communities. They start watching us shoot one another, steal from one another, lie to one another, talk bad about one another, refuse help with one another. They start seeing those things. So quite naturally, they do what? I'm going to put my hands up and I'm going to leave them alone because I don't have to do anything. They're going to self-destruct themselves. And you know what? Sure as a NASCAR drives around in a circle, that's what we do. We go around in circles. One moment we're unified, Black Lives Matter, we're marching up and down the road, and there's no plan after the marching. We're just getting our feet tired and being hot and passing out in the heat, marching. Half the people don't know what they're marching to. But then afterwards, after it's over, there's no plan. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, we're going through a little bit of weather problems here, but we're going to keep going no matter what. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys, I'm telling you, definitely live in the day with Jay.
Ain't no stopping. What's the use in trying?
Your
you make me feel.
Yeah, what's happening? This Chase Amir, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Hey, shorty, got it from the get-go. Kid like me, no, pimpin' no bank, go. Big bank, little bank, big bank, little bank.
Again, 347-949-45-7405. Guys, I hear you in the chat room, on Facebook and on the show's webpage. I hear you. That there are problems. There are problems that we need to fix. But let me tell you, for so long, we have been cowering down to what we need in our community. Now, I'm going to say this. What we need in the black community, well, y'all ain't let me get off the black community, are you? What we need in the black community, we don't need mega churches. We don't need nonprofit organizations coming in promising you this and not giving you what they promise. I've seen that lately. What we need are people who really care about what's going on in the community and taking that and manifesting some positive outcomes. And I know there are people who say they love the community so that they can get a check. And I know if a lot of you dig deep down inside, you will know who I'm talking about when I talk about those leaders who have come in our communities and who, and I'm talking about the local, you know, I even go as far as say the local Gaston County area who comes in, and Charlotte, that comes in the community and name drop a couple of big time people that we all know, and they promise you that they are fighting for your civil rights. They promise you that you're going to get your child out of jail, or your child is going to stop being harassed by the police or whatever the case may be, and they do nothing. Your kid's still in jail. You're still getting harassed by the police, but yet still you go to every rally in every event that they are having and stand behind them. Why? Why? When you could have, as a parent, set your child down, educate your child. And I know there's a lot of young African-American males without fathers or father figures in their home. I know that. That's why we have mentor programs. Well, there are some mentor programs, you know, just Archivius just started one. There are mentor programs that really mean what they say they're going to do, what they stand by. We need to gravitate towards that. But our problem is we can't get past helping one another. That's something that burns me up. We can't help one another. Hey, prime example, and I don't expect to get no help after this either. But I've had this artist festival in Gaston County for the last four. This will be the fourth year. I've had this independent artist festival. And a lot of artists in this area, they perform at this festival. But as soon as you ask somebody to help you out monetarily, they turn the other cheek. And it's been people who have stood with you, or I say people who have stood with me, who claim they love me like they love their mama. But yet and still, when you ask them for help, they turn the other way. But you, on the other hand, are supposed to be readily able and willing to help them at any given moment. That's slave mentality. And that's what we have. I mean, we call it what it is. Some of our old churches, our pastors are slave mentality because they want to, well, you know, what would Jesus do? Well, Jesus would stand up for what's right. That's what he would do. Jesus will make sure his people are taken care of. Well, let's pray about it. I'm so sick of hearing that. Yes, you pray, but pray without any words is what? You got to put something behind those prayers. Sitting up just talking and talking and talking and not doing nothing behind that talking, you just talking. Somebody told me a long time ago, a prayer without any work behind it is just a thought. So we got a lot of people thinking, but nobody's doing anything. You got people who you know, I'll get off this. You got people who are on this Facebook. I sit and I watch and I listen and I read a lot every day. And there's probably going to be a lot of people who unfriend me after this. It's okay, because if you unfriend me, that means I didn't need you in my life anyway. You were dead weight, and I was just being nice and keeping you around. Didn't want to unfriend you. But if you unfriend me, trust me, it will not hurt my feelings. But you got people who know the word inside and out, and I don't understand it. If you know the word, then why don't you live it? I know it's hard. It's hard to be obedient to God. It is. But it's not hard to help one another. That is not hard. If that's hard for you, then you need to move somewhere else. You need to sign up for the one man for the one time trip to Mars. That's what you need to do. If being nice and being helpful and being considerate and being thoughtful and being unconditionally caring for someone is hard for you, that should come naturally, because those are the things we ask God to give us every day. How are we going to ask him to give us that when we can't give each other that? Our black community got to get their act together. That's all. That's the bottom line. We got to get our act together. We still running around here. I see so many people running around here talking about going to clubs. They old behind my age. Talking about they going to clubs, this, that, and the other, teaching their children how to be thugged out, teaching their children how to become part of gangs. Well, I will say, in gangs, they know how to be family. Hell, the black community can't even be family. But within a gang, they know how to be a family. They know how to take care of one another. So I can't knock them for that. If there's one thing we need to take camaraderie serious. I'm going to ask you something, black community. Do you see the Latino community? Or shall I say the Spanish-speaking community? Do you see them at ends with one another like they are? No, I'll answer it for you, no. Hell, do you even see the white community at ends like they are? No, they help one another. The Asians, they help one another. I can go on and on and on. If I knew everybody's nationality, I could go on and on. They help one another. The only ones that don't help one another is the black community. And we sit up here with our chest poked out like somebody owe us. Like, we really need to be given the respect that we deserve. But we don't respect one another. You know, I hear so many people, you know, they talk, well, why are they showing these shows about slavery, this and that? Well, if they don't show it, you, as dumb as we are, we will fall back into slavery. Hell, we're already being slaved now, mentally, and don't even know it. Or know it and don't even care. I'm telling you, we have to start getting those who are not in our best interest out of the community. If they're not going to do their part, get them out. If the church is just for the church, get them out. If the mosque is just for the mosque, get them out. Don't continue to put up with things and people who do not have the best interest of our children. Because everything I say, it evolves around the success for my children. My children. Now, if you don't want that success for your children and safe future and outlook and life for your children, I'm sorry. I can't think like that. We got off, guys. It's okay. I told you that I wanted to play a clip. I wanted to play the clip from Hillary. What Hillary had to say yesterday when she was in Charlotte. Interesting stuff. And I tell you guys to pay attention to this stuff for a reason. Now, y'all can walk around here and act like you lost if you want to, but you better be paying attention to this election. It's very, very important, all the rhetoric that's been given and everything that's been said. Here is the clip from what Hillary, actually not yesterday, Charlotte, from today in New Jersey, what she said about Donald Trump.
Trump suits were made in Mexico instead of Ashland, Pennsylvania. Trump lamps are made in China, not Altoona, Pennsylvania. If he wants to make America great again, maybe he should start by actually making things in America again. And that's not all. Donald Trump actually stood on a debate stage and said Americans' wages are too high. He wants to get rid of the federal minimum wage. His campaign said, let's sell off America's assets. Where do we start? The Statue of Liberty? These bad ideas just keep coming. And he wants to wipe out the tough rules that we put on big banks after the financial crisis. He'd rig the economy for Wall Street all over again. So we shouldn't be surprised. Of course, he'd be for protecting a system where the rich and the powerful stick it to everybody else. He got rich playing by those rules, and he wants to keep it that way. He says he's a businessman, and this is what businessmen do. Well, as CNN has pointed out, no major company in America has filed Chapter 11 more often in the last 30 years than Trump's casinos. So, no, this is not normal behavior. Now, look, there are great companies in America. Men and women who care about their workers and the people they do business with and want to build something that lasts. They're decent. They're honest. Some might even make fine presidents. They would never dream of acting like Donald Trump. In America, we don't begrudge people being successful. That's part of the American dream. But we do if they get rich by destroying other people in the process. So let's just make sure we don't put a person like this with his empty promises and his lifetime of selfishness in a position to destroy our lives. And this isn't about Democrats versus Republicans. This goes far beyond that. Donald Trump is temperamentally unfit to be president of the United States. So we can't let him roll the dice with our children's futures. We need to write a new chapter in the American dream, and it sure cannot be Chapter 11. So let's prove that this fall. We believe in an America that values hard work, treats people with dignity, works to raise wages, not lower them. We believe in an America where small businesses are respected, not scammed. And I have a plan to make sure big businesses can't stiff suppliers and contractors like Donald's been doing for years. On this beautiful day in this historic city, we believe in an America where people of all religions and races get an equal shot And our economy works for everyone, not just those at the top. So let's carry that message all across America. Let's fight hard and win in November, and then let's get to work delivering results for the American people. We are stronger together. Thank you all so much.
That's what she said. She said we are stronger together. And so many of us choose to work against one another. I don't understand it, guys. Let me say this. A lot of you have been asking about the show and where the show is going. We're going to some we're going to be doing some great things in the near future. You guys have to continue to support the show because, as I was told, this show is a staple in the community that I'm in, and that it is getting the job done. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that this show is doing what it should be, and that is reaching people and trying to bring people to a medium of knowledge and discipline. You know, that's all I want. That's all I want. And without that, it's not going to get any better. Guys, I really hate, I just got a message that we are going to have to end the show a little early today. That, you know, that's something I don't do. That's not how we get down here on this show. But I like to take the time. Oh, real quick, before I take the time, I want you guys to be ready because this show will be on the Real Brother Network. We're going to be transitioning to the Real Brother Network. I'm going to have my blog talk show, too. We're going to be on Real Brother Network in the immediate area. We're going to be on 100.7 FM, 1450 AM, and, you know, all over the place. So, guys, trust me, you have not heard the end of my voice yet, and it's going to get even better, I promise you. As I tell you guys each and every day, thank you for everything you do for the show. Thank you for everything you do for the show. Continue to uplift and make sure that you support the show because I need the support. We need all the support that we can get. Without that support, you know, it's an uphill battle. It's an uphill battle. So as I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love. I know it's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. You guys, I got the show. Bye.